This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. A London court has found against three men whose arrest changed the way we travel. They're British Muslims arrested in the summer of 2006. They were accused of plotting to blow up seven airliners bound for North America from London. They allegedly planned to use liquid explosives disguised as soft drink bottles. Because of that plot, all air travelers are now limited in the amount of liquids they can take on board flights. NPR's Rob Gifford is covering this story from London. And Rob, who are these three people who were found guilty yesterday?
Well, in fact, there were eight people in total, Steve, who were on trial. Only three of them were found guilty of conspiring to bomb the airliners. The majority of those on trial and all three of those convicted were British Muslims of Pakistani descent, born here in Britain. They went to the refugee camps in Afghanistan, in Pakistan after 9/11, saw the suffering of Muslims there, blamed the West for the bombardment of Afghanistan and were radicalized, made contact with Al-Qaeda. That's one of the big differences with this plot, actually, is the paper trail that really leads back to Al-Qaeda.
And I suppose that paper trail must have been a big part of the criminal prosecution since they were grabbed before they actually did anything.
Absolutely. That was some of the crucial evidence. A lot of it was encoded, emails in code back and forth to Pakistan and Afghanistan. And a lot of the other evidence, I mean, it's like a spy movie in some ways. MI5 and MI6, the British intelligence services, working together in extraordinary ways. At one point, they broke into an apartment in East London that turned out to be the bomb factory, actually, and they installed a small camera in the wall while the men were out. And on that camera, they recorded two of the men doing a dry run, drilling holes in the bottom of soft drink bottles and testing out how these liquids could be mixed together to make a bomb. On that camera as well was recorded two of the men making martyrdom videos of why they were doing this. And that, of course, was used as very, very important evidence against them.
In spite of all that, though, isn't this the second time they've had to be put on trial?
Yes, that's right. They were tried last year, and the three men were only convicted last year of conspiracy to murder. And under British law, the British government, the prosecution services, can retry people on the same charges. More evidence was produced, and on this occasion, these three men were convicted. This has been something of an annoyance and a bone of contention for the Muslim community, who have said the British government is just going to keep trying people. If they don't get the verdict they want on the first trial, they're just going to carry on. So there's been some annoyance in the Muslim community here.
And even though they got this retrial, which is something that would not easily be done in the United States, they were only able to get convictions of three out of the eight.
That's right. And there is some frustration about that. There is also frustration here in Britain, talking to senior police sources, about the relationship between the United States government and the British government. Actually, in 2006, one of the senior Al-Qaeda operatives, a man called Rashid Rauf, a British-born Muslim from Birmingham, was being closed in on by Pakistani intelligence. It's alleged, British sources here say, that the Bush White House pushed the Pakistanis to arrest this man. Rashid Rauf's arrest meant that the British operation against these men who were convicted yesterday had to be speeded up. British officials were very annoyed about that because they said it almost unraveled the whole thing of arresting these people, and indeed meant that they couldn't gather enough evidence that could have convicted more than just three men yesterday.
NPR's Rob Gifford is in London. Rob, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.